Greetings. Welcome to the first episode of Brainstorm, the MediMinds podcast. I'm Varun.
I'm Prathusha.
And I'm Jainam.
We have a pretty interesting topic to talk about this evening, based on a conversation the three of us were having the other day.
So we've been in quarantine for a long time now, and it definitely sucks to not be able to go to class and see our friends. But one thing that has come out of quarantine is that we're all getting a lot of sleep.
And with sleep comes dreaming. But what exactly are dreams? How many different types of dreams are there? Can we control what we dream about? And why do we even dream in the first place?
Let's find out.
All right, so let's start off with the basics. So dreams are defined by sleep.org as, quote, subconscious imaginings that contain sounds, images, and other sensations while you sleep, end quote. Most dreams occur during REM or rapid eye movement sleep. Why we dream is still a hotly contested topic between sleep researchers and psychologists. And before I continue with introducing some of the possible theories, why don't you guys just throw out your opinions on why you think dreams occur?
So I think dreams might be just us trying to process our emotions and memories throughout the day.
I definitely agree. I think that we've accumulated so many memories, thoughts, and feelings throughout like our day-to-day life that this is the finally one chance we get to process and see what important memories we have versus any not-so-important memories.
Cool, yeah. Those are two pretty good opinions. So some scientists hypothesize that dreams are reflections of our memories of experiences, and they're like pieced together into a story. And then we use sleep and dreams to kind of help the brain process and strengthen certain memories and associations, which is kind of what you guys were talking about. And I think this is probably why like sleeping before tests helps us to remember information better rather than just cramming the night before. However, other scientists also feel that dreams are just composed of random jumbled up signals from neurons firing while we're sleeping. So I guess in the end, the purpose of dreams might just be a combination of all these theories, or not involve either of them. And I guess it just means that their true meaning still remains an unanswered question. So now let's just move on to looking at the types of dreams that occur and what factors influence them. So first up is everyone's least favorite types of dreams, nightmares.
So I believe that nightmares are how we unconsciously deal with stressful situations that plague our everyday life. They can also include like significant symbols or issues in like our work life, social life, personal life. And our dreams are trying to establish relevance to help us cope with maybe things we don't want to admit to ourselves, but maybe other people see. And most psychiatry professors suggest that dreams are directed by like intense emotions that we're trying to subdue within ourselves, like rage, stress, or worry that we don't want to bother other people with, but we just have to keep inside. It's almost like bottling up our emotions and they just explode in and come out as nightmares. And these nightmares can be weaved into our memory, and sometimes they might even like skew with our memory, like we don't know what's real or what's not. And it's just trying to cope with stress and trauma and other types of psychological anxiety. So do you guys still deal with nightmares, or are they just a thing in the past?
For me, I don't really get nightmares anymore. And I don't know if I get them and I just don't remember it, or if I'm just not getting them. Because obviously, we all deal with a lot of stress. So, you know, there should be some way for me to process that. And I guess maybe it's just through normal dreams. But I don't know. Do you guys know if nightmares happen, like if they're super vivid and like you're forced to remember them, or that you can also forget nightmares like we can forget dreams?
Let's see. I mean... I think nightmares have a tendency to like be recurring, especially where like that same kind of like thing that's scaring you like reappears like time and time again.
That's true.
But I think over time, like as we grow up, maybe just because we grow up and like we mature, or it's just we figure out like in our dream how to deal like with that dangerous thing that we're facing in the nightmare. But yeah, I think in the beginning it's especially vivid, but then it like kind of dies down.
I think also as younger kids, we have a hard time differentiating reality from imagination. So our imagination can seep into reality, and that can be especially scary for younger children who don't know how to
especially since they're still learning how to be human, right? So
But I think imagination, like even though it could imagine like fantasy things like monsters and like goblins and stuff, like doesn't really exist, it could also like help us like imagining like real situations, and we kind of use nightmares to like practice those situations in our head so that we're better prepared for them like in the real world. So I think just as like we use imagination like to our disadvantage, where nightmares kind of think of these like kind of crazy, like over the top, like scary situations, I think we can also use imagination to our advantage to kind of counteract nightmares. Like especially for me, like I usually have nightmares when I'm in like high stress situations, and to counteract that, I kind of force myself to dream about something else. For instance, I usually dream about a basketball game where I'm controlling like the players individually, which is kind of weird.
Like 2K?
Kind of like 2K, where like I control each of the players' movements.
Interesting.
And I know that I'm dreaming. Yeah, like I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Oh, so you know you're dreaming?
Yeah, I know I'm dreaming because I'm like forcing myself to dream about that.
So building on that aspect of controlling your dreams, let's take a look at something more interesting and less common: lucid dreams. So a lot of people have heard of lucid dreams from Juice WRLD's song, but you might not actually know what they are. Lucid dreams are basically when you're in control and you're aware that the dream is happening. It's kind of hard to distinguish it between the dream and reality, but a lot of times there can be signals that show you what's different. For example, apparently, if you're in the dream, you can see numbers and clocks and other things that might say one thing. Like a clock might say like 10:28 one minute, and then you'll look away and look back and it'll be completely different. Like,
oh, what? That's crazy.
33:42 or something. Oh, again, another thing is that science is like non-existent in these dreams. Nothing is based on the laws of science. You could float, you could do whatever you want.
Like fly.
Yeah.
Especially since I heard like lucid dream happens during REM sleep, and like REM sleep is all about like being paralyzed. I guess that's like in a good way, because if you dream that you're flying and that stuff, flying and floating, but your muscles weren't paralyzed, you might like attempt to do that stuff. You know what I mean? Like fall out of your bed.
Sleepwalking.
Is there like any benefits to like experiencing lucid dreams? Like I know I read somewhere that like there's therapies that use lucid dreams.
Yeah, so there's a lucid dream therapy. What they do is they induce lucid dreams to allow patients to basically control their dream and overcome their nightmares. So it's just like what you said about your 2K fantasy, except like they're putting themselves in a dangerous situation and like navigating through that, putting themselves in control instead of having the dream play them.
That's kind of similar to like what we were talking about with like the evolutionary standpoint of nightmares. So I guess for them, they're like facing their dreams off, right? Facing their fears.
They want to overcome
in like
fear.
A safe, quote unquote, safe space.
So I think the concept of a lucid dream is really interesting, and I was wondering what would you guys do in a lucid dream?
I mean, I personally, like, humans can't fly, so probably just fly around, jump off buildings and like fly down like Spider-Man. I don't know.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, like kind of like that, I would visit other planets and like obviously they'd be filled with life and just like kind of like the Guardians of the Galaxy, try to see what's on each planet and how life exists on each planet.
Yeah, you can make all those movies like into reality, like when you're lucid dreaming.
Be pretty cool.
Of course. I think I'm a little more money motivated. I want to see what the top 1% does.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I did that, I would feel sad because when I'd wake up and all that would disappear and go back to like the sad reality of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No, yeah, that's how they always say like strive
have big dreams. So I guess maybe lucid dreaming is like
the best way to get that.
And on that note, thank you all so much for listening to our first podcast. Let us know in the Dear Editor form at manyminds.org if you guys have any questions, comments, or topics you want us to discuss in the future. Also, don't forget to check out our recent article where we talk about the effects of COVID-19 on the brain. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's article on Monday and next Wednesday's podcast with guest and Mission alum Shivang Shalat. Once again, thanks for listening to Brainstorm.